The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
As the year winds down, student protesters are still camped out on Columbia's Morningside lawn. Final exams, they resume tomorrow. Graduation is now less than 3 weeks away.
The NYPD is off of Columbia's campus for now, as campus police are at every entrance of the school, making sure no one gets on campus unless you're a student or a staff member. Protesters are still camped out on the campus's lawn, but Pranav, who's a graduate student here, says the group has grown much smaller.
It had calmed down significantly since when it first started because of the amount of protesters within Columbia.
A pro-Palestinian group has filed a lawsuit against Columbia, saying they feel they've been harassed on campus. Meanwhile, Jewish students also have been vocal, saying they don't feel safe here either. Graduation is still on as of now.
I'm just very happy in general that a lot of the undergrads can go through that experience.
At Columbia University, Mary Lynn Buckley, WCBS 880 News.
The college protests that started at Columbia have spread nationwide. It sparked a wave of student anger over Israel's occupation in Gaza, triggering over 700 arrests, and dozens of universities are taking part. Police have clashed with pro-Palestinian demonstrators on a number of campuses, taking down encampments and threatening academic consequences. Apart from Columbia, where over 100 arrests have been made so far, student activists have also been arrested at Yale, NYU, Princeton, and UConn. On this beautiful spring day, police are stepping up patrols in Central Park due to a spree of violent robberies, three of them happening in just over 24 hours.
It all started Thursday morning at East Drive near 59th Street. Police say a 42-year-old man was robbed by three men. Law enforcement officials say one of the suspects pointed the gun at the victim's head, while the other two repeatedly punched him in the face. Benjamin Montoya says he would have stepped in to help.
I have a bad shoulder, but still, I would not let that somebody get whipped like that or get punched or whatnot.
The thieves stole his wallet and two phones before taking off on a moped. He was taken to Lenox Hill Hospital for treatment.
Shocking to hear that.
By Thursday evening at West Drive and 97th, police say a 28-year-old woman was punched in the face by a man who demanded sex and took off with her cell phone. She refused medical attention when emergency services arrived.
My mom walks out here in the park at night, so it's a little scary to think that.
Friday night, just after 9:30, two thieves tried robbing a 25-year-old of his phone at East Drive and 109th. That's according to police. They approached him from behind and demanded his phone, but eventually got away with nothing.
And that was CBS2's Alicia Reed reporting. So far, no arrests. It is early in the season, but a swimmer was already rescued in Long Beach. It happened around 11 a.m. by the boardwalk at Monroe Boulevard. Five first responders jumped into the water to save the man. He was transported to a local hospital and is now in critical condition.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
For the rest of today, we'll have a thundershower around later afternoon or evening, the high of 75. Later tonight, mostly cloudy and mild, the low only down to 65. Monday, summer-like to start off the new week, warm and a bit humid with a mix of clouds and sun, and a high of 84.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.